Joe.
Yeah, what?
If you were a pizza, now bear with me.
Okay.
Which one of the four new Goodfellas New York style range would you be?
I'd be the ultimate four cheese. Sophisticated, layered, a bit salty.
You're more like the fully loaded pepperoni you are. Intense, and you can bring people out in a sweat. Oh, do you like that? But look, whichever one you are, these pizzas are the business for a family night in. Goodfellas New York style range is basically the Big Apple in a box.
It's true. It won Product of the Year 2026 for a reason. Whether it's the fully loaded pepperoni, ultimate four cheese, or the sweet and smoky barbecue chicken. Any of the three varieties, Darren. They're elite.
So get out there and pick them up in the freezer aisle or online across all major supermarkets. And remember, Joe, there's good and then there's Goodfellas good. Like Goodfellas good.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of O's, Darren.
It is.
It's a lot of O's.
Goodfellas.
Good. Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the bonus episode. It's an episode where we answer your questions, and we are here to do that if you want to listen.
And Darren's in a rush, so we'll get straight into it.
Matches on soon. Owen, how are you? You
hello, right? Darren.
And Joe. I'm here
and
as well.
Joe. What long you time say chat.
It's been a while.
Not really.
It's been quite a while.
No.
It's been a while. I mean, we've seen you last week, but the audience haven't heard you in a while.
A month.
Has it been a month? I was away last week. Week before that. You heard me briefly at the end of that episode.
Yeah, you came
in the side of the room.
What have you got for us?
Dave from Coolock.
Oh, my stomping ground.
Lads, did you ever do something you're not super proud of, but still find hilarious and you have zero regrets? When I was younger, I was in this company that did a massive EuroMillions syndicate. Everyone took a turn. Your turn would be every other month. You'd collect over €100, usually get the slips from the shop next door, scan the 10 or so slips on the Monday. You'd email the tickets as proof they were bought to everyone in the office. I would go on a 10-minute walk over to the south side to cover my tracks, so if it was won, they wouldn't recognise the name of the shop when it was announced. I'd then buy a lash of tickets with one line instead of having 10 slips with 10 lines. But I'd buy one extra line. I'm a bit lost, but I think I'm coming. When I was questioned while on the absolute lash... What? Hang on a sec. Dave, where are you going with this?
Is Dave drunk? Is there any typos in that?
So, Dave is going off to the shops with money to buy 10 lines in the lotto. He's buying one. He's questioned on it on a night out with colleagues, and he blames the fella in the shop. Says he doesn't know how the lotto machine worked. Dave says, my plan was to scan all the losing tickets, keep the one extra if it won, and sneak over to the lotto office on my break to cash it and pull a burner. He says he never won a cent but has zero regrets.
Morally?
I'm not sure I follow the details, but the general gist
is... I get it.
He was taking
the syndicate's money.
Yeah, and not putting it where it was supposed to go. Keeping a little something for himself. Shady. Skimming a little off the top.
Shady. Shady behaviour. You'll get no luck for that.
No.
Get bad karma for that shit.
Will you sponsor me football team? Job. And not being a part of a football team. €2. It's €2 for to sponsor me football team.
So have we ever done anything similar?
Yeah, so we can get a new...
Something you know is wrong.
Get new cones.
And you're not proud of, but you have zero regrets.
Robbing the ice creams out of Extravision.
Yeah.
It's the first thing that comes to my head.
I was thinking robbing the books out of the library to sell it for a profit.
Or switching discs with good quality discs from Extravision. Renting the game on purpose just to swap it out.
Ooh.
Sick, but that's sick, man.
That's sick.
Only a humphle. It's for sick, that is. Imagine having that mentality.
Yeah. That's a real fuck the world mentality, isn't it?
What about... Oh, do you know what? It's fucking... What about if you go to a restaurant, yeah, and the bill comes out?
You don't pay.
But it's missing a few bits.
And you don't say anything?
Do you say something?
Absolutely not.
No, keep that quiet. Just get out of there. Dear mistake.
It's on them. That's on them.
Yeah.
Should have been more alert to that. Would you say something?
To get in trouble. To personally get in trouble.
Would you say, oh, you're out there missing this €80 steak. Do you want to put it on?
That's where Darren's eating.
I probably would, but, you know, if them real pricks about the whole scenario, well, maybe I'd be...
What if they are super nice?
Yeah, then I probably would. And what if it's... Would it matter to you who owns the restaurant?
Say that again?
Would it matter to you who owns the restaurant?
No.
So if it's like a big international chain...
Like Jean-Pierre... Like Gordon Ramsay's restaurant.
McDonald's open a steak restaurant, right? Or...
Ew.
It's a local restaurant run by local people who, you know, just trying to get by. Would you rob each of them as quickly?
All of them. All of them.
Every single one of them.
Oh, only if it's on them. Like, I wouldn't be going down that.
You wouldn't be going in the back door and stealing steaks out of the
freezer. If they made a mistake on a receipt, like on your bill, I'd just say, come on, get out of here. Come on, we get out of here.
Oh, okay. I'll give you another one.
Shut up, Amy. Come on, we go.
Let's say you were going through a supermarket and you were putting all your messages up to get scanned, and then you get to the end, and then when they've scanned everything, they say, whatever, $89.50, and then you take your bags out of the trolley to start filling them up. But underneath the bags, you see that you forgot to pull up on the little conveyor belt two steaks.
Oh, they go up. I have to put them up.
Would you?
Yeah, it's different.
That's different.
Oh, yeah.
But like a restaurant is not different.
That's on them. If someone came over and put two steaks in the basket and I didn't realise, and I didn't even put them there, I didn't do that. That's different, you know?
Is it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you put them there?
If I put them there and I forgot and they were in that bag, so I'd say, here, so
silly me.
What the forget about them? Do you want to scan them there?
Silly me.
But if someone else in the supermarket was being a silly billy, and they put two steaks in my basket and I didn't know about it, I'd walk out.
Oh, Amy, did you put in Amy? Oh,
like that.
Jeez, Amy.
No. Then you're just at home frying them like that. Oh, can't do. What's the odds?
It's a nice little treat, Dad. What would you do if you're seeing €400 sticking out of an ATM machine?
he's
doing mental gymnastics. What's the right answer?
I'd look around. I'd take it out.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Someone else gonna rob it.
Yeah.
I'd take it out like and
yeah.
Look around, see if anyone's patting their pants. Or the back pants, the back
their pants.
The
pants
or something.
Yeah, that's what people do. They forget to take the €400 and go
what?
And then soon I say,
what's it do with that 400?
I've seen someone patting their pants like or someone with a wallet going and crying in the village or in the shopping centre or something, I'd go over and say, sorry mate, how much did you lose? And then they'd say, the gaff, everything.
It's
all gone.
When people talk about Finglas Village, when they say Finglas Village, I just imagine like Lord of the Rings, the Shire. Or
something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, when you say a village, it just makes it sound so...
Like Blanchestown Village.
And yeah, fucking village. The Blanchestown Shire.
You just picture a load of hobbits in the Shire.
I'd take the €400 out and I'd hold it up in the air and I'd say, hello everybody. Somebody must have mistakenly walked away without that €400.
I'd put my card in and take out 50 and then there'd be 450.
Yeah.
And I go, aw, lovely. I didn't know that was there.
I'd love to take it now.
Oh, what a surprise. I found a wallet in Finglas Village.
Oh yeah.
Before. A purse actually, but like a big huge thing. It was really thick, like, and I opened it, there was nothing in it, and in the back there was like €700. But there was a phone number in there. And I ripped the phone number up and kept it. Money messing now. I rang them and they met up with me and I gave them back the money.
Yeah. Nice.
Which is the right thing to do. But if it's steaks and someone else puts them in your basket, that's on them.
That's called a mistake.
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine in stand-up comedy, every time you say a joke, you just go, yes.
Hey. Joe.
Yeah, what?
If you were a pizza, now bear with me.
Okay.
Which one of the four new Goodfellas New York style range would you be?
I'd be the ultimate four cheese. Sophisticated, layered, a bit salty.
You're more like the fully loaded pepperoni you are. Intense, and you can bring people out in a sweat. Oh, do you like that? But look, whichever one you are, these pizzas are the business for a family night in. Goodfellas New York style ranch is basically the Big Apple in a box.
It's true. It won product of the year 2026 for a reason. Whether it's the fully loaded pepperoni, ultimate four cheese, or the sweet and smoky barbecue chicken. Any of the three varieties, Darren. They're elite.
So get out there and pick them up in the freezer aisle or online across all major supermarkets. And remember, Joe, there's good and then there's Goodfellas good. Like Goodfellas good.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of O's, Darren.
It is.
It's a lot of O's.
Goodfellas.
Good.
Else there before
we have more. Let's see, what do we got for you? Right, Dara from Blanche
the Shire
says, hello Ed/Owen, Darren, Joe.
It's Owen.
To start off, I know I'm late, but huge props for the live show.
Aww.
Genuine belly laughs, and my girlfriend, who's never listened to an episode, had a great time too, so fair play. Now for the question. On the back, are you talking about the €100 entry to Dicey's?
Yeah, remember that? Yep. Yeah, we talked about that.
I was wondering, if you had no shame, what tourist trap would you set up that would be a complete and utter money racket, but you're the one making the few bob? I'm just imagining the amount of things people make money off in town, especially on Paddy's Day. There are no rules to what you set up or sell. What would work best?
Spice pack truck.
Oh, quite reasonably priced for what you got, in fairness.
I think like a giant pot of gold at the end of Dublin Castle, and cool. It's like you pay €10 for a lucky dip, and like there'll be one special coin in there, or it'll just be a chocolate coin. So it's just up to you.
The special coin is just off like AliExpress, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's called the Luck of the Irish. Oh, do you have the Luck of the Irish? And they're like, oh my God, let's try it.
Yeah, make a
ten
wish.
€10. It's only €10. We can get a real gold coin.
Make a wish, March.
And then take a photograph and they can wear a leprechaun hat. Fucking Egypts. They'd love that.
Sell jars of leprechaun breath.
Oh, yeah. Air. Mm. Sell air.
Yeah.
Footprints. Do you know what? I was in Blackrock when I was a kid in the park in Blackrock. And there's like a little tower. I don't know if you're ever in that park. It's a really small one. And there's a little tower and there's concrete on the top. And there's little tiny footprints on it. And I genuinely believed when I was a kid that they were from leprechauns. So I think if you could sell a little brick that had like little footprints in it, say,
definitely tell American people that that's real.
Or like a bog, sell a bit of bog with little footprints in it.
Just get muck out of the back garden.
Oh, they're fucking idiots. They'd buy that.
If they're paying to pull their own point and all, like, you have them anywhere.
What about the real Irish people that go to Australia and then they bring over like grass and they say, oh, me baby's foot touched Irish soil first. Bollocks. Bollocks. It's only fucking grass.
Still Irish soil.
So it's not. You dug it out. It's dead now. You dug it out of the ground and it's just bleeding muck. You put muck in a lunchbox and you put it on your child's foot.
You sick bastard.
Bleeding age you.
Right.
So what are you selling to the tourists?
Maybe like if they rub the spoil.
Charge
them. Charge them to rub the spoil.
Remember like Night Camera was selling the needles, the knitting needles?
No.
PJ Gallo was going around selling mini spires, but it was just a knitting needle.
I do remember that, yeah.
Brilliant.
I just get them to rub the spire and then do a lap around it for good luck.
Do you know how stupid
that's
you are?
That's shite answer, isn't it?
No.
It's not shite because they do that. Like, people are kissing stones. People are travelling all the way down to Cork to kiss a fucking stone and paying for it.
So they're in America.
Why does that upset you so?
Because that's so stupid.
It is quite upsetting to think of like an American couple or a family or one person, whatever, just sitting at home in America and just saying, I want to go to Cork to kiss a stone. And they've made that decision and they book flights and accommodation to kiss a fucking stone.
Then they probably get something out of that.
Huh?
I feel like they've, I don't know.
Is there any more questions?
Yeah, one more. James from Georgia. He has a scenario for you to consider. There's a new AI bot you have been given the option to invest in for €100. If you do invest, you will be guaranteed that your €100 will grow into €3 million in 1 year.
Great.
The major catch is you must turn over control of all of your digital accounts and no one can know you've entered into this agreement. The bot will then get to work making money by keeping your socials trending for the next 12 months.
Oh.
It will be posting outrageous deepfake videos of you making crazy brand deal content and all kinds of cyber chaos. The bot will not do anything illegal or anything that would land you in legal trouble. However, in order to claim your 300 million, it was 3 million at the start of this, James.
Just go with the latter.
Okay, at the end of the 300... No, we're going to go with 3 million.
300?
At the end of the 365 days, you cannot let slip to anyone that the bot is responsible for this social media circus you seem to have created. Imagine the kind of shenanigans an AI bot could get up to. Would you take the risk? Could you keep the secret and get the cash? James, yeah, from Georgia.
Take that all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to say 3 million because 300 is... You never need to talk to another human being again.
Yeah.
300 million, but you have to delete all your social media forever. Yeah.
So it's basically 3 million quid to be publicly shamed for a year.
But not publicly shamed.
Well, that's the risk that the AI is...
Be AI videos you dancing in the nip and all.
Yeah, to maximise engagement.
Yeah, of course. Nothing to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after the year, can you just say that was all AI? And
no, you're not allowed to that. You have to live with the content.
You just have to come back and...
Always.
Everyone's just going to be like, that's AI.
But you might never make any more... Well, actually, what he says... making brand deal content, so it can't go too over the line if you're going to... The intention is to make money through brand deals. It seems to be the question that your money is what the AI can make.
Right.
Not just like a flat fee that's waiting there at the end of the year for you. Oh. As I understand it.
That's okay. Risky. It's a bit risky. Bit I thought he was going to get 3 million to do that.
Mm. Well, I think, I don't know.
I'd take that, even if that was fucking 300 grand, I'd be like, yeah, go over the walk away. Knock yourself out there, AI.
I'm making that here. A little bit close, like, but.
Is he a farmer?
Do you know where James know who from
Georgia?
He is?
James from Georgia.
Don't think so. Why did you think that?
Does he own a farm in Georgia?
James, do you own a farm?
No, that's
don't think so.
The other chap.
Where does he live in Georgia?
Atlanta, that's Mihal.
You living in the city? Let us know.
He's
James.
Irish. It's a front. He's Irish.
Oh yeah.
That was too much.
He sent us a picture of his treehouse. Didn't look like
Ireland. It's in Keulach.
Could be AI.
Actually, he sent us a picture of a flyer that got into his house, load of like advertising guns.
Oh
for
yeah.
Sale.
Yeah,
and then I reversed imaged that image, and I came back. That photo was in Keulach.
That's where that's at. Yeah, selling guns in Keulach.
Will we head off?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up there, will we? Yeah. On that high note.
Go on. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Stall@goloudnow.com.
Oh yeah, that's the email address. Stall@goloudnow.com.
What was that?
Stall@goloudnow.com.
All right. No, it's
Stall@goloudnow.com. Send in your emails, messages, pictures, wherever.
Send us in loads of stuff.
Let us know how you're doing.
Send us in a script.
Go on, we'll see you later.
I'll see you later. That's the way we should end it every week.
See you later.
I'll see you later on. No?
CD. I like it.
Joe.
Yeah, what?
If you were a pizza, now bear with me.
Okay.
Which one of the four new Goodfellas New York style range would you be?
I'd be the ultimate four cheese. Sophisticated, layered, a bit salty.
You're more like the fully loaded pepperoni you are. Intense, and you can bring people out in a sweat. Oh, do you like that? But look, whichever one you are, these pizzas are the business for a family night in. Goodfellas New York style range is basically the Big Apple in a box.
It's true. It won product of the year 2026 for a reason. Whether it's the fully loaded pepperoni, ultimate four cheese, or the sweet and smoky barbecue chicken. Any of the three varieties, darling. They're elite.
So get out there and pick them up in the freezer aisle or online across all major supermarkets. And remember, Joe, there's good and then there's Goodfellas good. Like good fellas, good.
No, I get it. It's a lot of O's, darling.
It is.
It's a lot of O's.
Good fellas.
Good.